Welcome back to Onalaska. First intermission in the Evergreens trail, 3-2. So the Evergreens, again, need the next goal to bounce their way. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens. This message from the DC Everest Athletic Club. Do you know the DC Everest Athletic Club supports student athletes with fundraising, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time to the DC Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Everest was trailing 2-0 when Grant Ortell got the Evergreens on the board at 10:45 of the first. Set up by Davis Hackbarth, who won the puck on the far corner and got it centered to Ortell, who was closing on the net, made it 2-1. Just 1 minute later, 11:45 of the first period, the Evergreens got even. Jacob Yaku slid the puck ahead to Davis Hackbarth, who was just outside the crease, and Hackbarth didn't miss. Got underneath Sawyer Nettie to tie us at 2-2. Since then, the Evergreens were unable to secure the puck along the near side post. A close-range goal from Onalaska from Mason Maglitz with 14:32 of the period. Onalaska retook the lead 3-2. They've also announced to the crowd here a correction that we saw on the Evergreens' second goal. That was announced as a Colby Schmidt assist. It wasn't. It's a Jacob Yaku's helper. And that was corrected to the crowd, too, even though we told you exactly the way we saw it, which was correct. Ethan Hurt with 11 saves in the first period. Sawyer Nettie, 6 saves in the first period. And the Hilltoppers have a 3-2 lead. This is a really good test for the Evergreens late in the season. I mean, Onalaska is going to be a number one or a number two seed in the playoffs. As a team, the Evergreens lost 9-1 to last season. And the Evergreens obviously are much, much better than a year ago. So it's kind of a stepping stone game for Everest. It is your life. It's your smile. Schedule a free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill. 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Evergreens next week have Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday. Reach down here and give you an update on our upcoming Everest schedule. This will be our only game this weekend, as you might imagine. I believe we do not have a high school broadcast on Monday. I believe that's a day off for the Everest Athletic Department. Buy me just a moment while the technology catches up with my voice. Yeah, next Everest broadcast is Tuesday as the Evergreens will host Wisconsin Rapids. That's the live game at 7 o'clock. Followed by a Wausau East girls basketball game against Marshfield. The Evergreens boys basketball team, big winners over Marshfield to move into first place. Everest boys were 74-50 wins on the road over the Tigers. So that's a great win. Congratulations to the Everest boys basketball team, now all alone in first place. They have a Tuesday game on the road out of conference against Chippewa Falls. No radio for that game. When the Everest boys are back in conference on Thursday, they'll be hosting Spash. And that game will be live. By the way, the Thursday Everest hockey game against Marshfield, podcast only with Liz Holbrook on the mic. We're sponsored by Intercity State Bank, simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank, locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. At the first intermission, Onalaska 3, DC Everest 2. And we'll get the second period underway when we come right back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Omni Center in Onalaska. I'm Chris Conley. Happy we could make this drive across state. Just outside the rink's doors is Abaya the puck-fetching dog, making the long trip across state. Abaya also likes baseball. The baseball-loving dog growls when the umpires make bad calls. Evergreen's about to re-enter the rink here. What I'd really like to see is a buy of the puck fetching dog meet the Hackbarth family's dogs I see on social media. Hackbarth family has a beautiful white older dog and now a beautiful white puppy. Look like they're from the same litter, but they're not. I mean, one's old, one's young. The Hackbarths look like they have award-winning dogs. My goodness. Abaya is still a little bit of a training project. She has a great demeanor, but sometimes it's just all over the place, like a young dog will be. Teams re-entering the rink here, waiting for the officials to come out too. Onalaska's going straight to their bench. Evergreens are waiting to enter from our left, and then we'll get the second period underway. Hilltoppers have a 3-2 lead after the Evergreens battle back for a 2-2 tie. Ortell and Hackbarth are the goal scorers for the Evergreens so far. Hopefully there are a few more to come. I see off to the left, I believe someone is knocking on the referee's locker room. Knocking on the door. Hello, who's there? Never miss a score and hear podcasts of every game at everythingevergreens.com, our website just for Everest fans, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. That's everythingevergreens.com. Our officiating team is out and on the ice. And now both teams are getting onto their bench, and we will be ready for period number two of hockey in just a moment. This is a very well-run facility. First-class everything at the Omni Center. Got a real box office. When you enter, the lobby area is beautiful. Concessions are good. The Onalaska program, this is technically a co-op program with lacrosse, but Onalaska provides almost all the players. Hackbarth will take the draw against C.J. Lass. Checking that both of our goalies are ready. They are. Puck drops and the second period is underway. Onalaska controls back in their defensive end. Goes cross ice, moving up here. Kyle Como is a goal scorer. Too far ahead, and Jacob Yakuz takes it away for the Evergreens. Yakuz just turned it over, and a save on the near side post, denying C.J. Lass. Yakuz, who's been solid all year, has a couple of turnovers. One of them led to an Onalaska goal back in the first period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Hilltoppers to the right, and from outside, from just inside the blue line, shot on goal, a save for Ethan Hurt. Kyle Como. Como's had a good game. Another offensive zone faceoff for Onalaska. It goes back to Como again, blue line, put on goal, stick save, and goes behind the net. Jaglinski is there, but the Hilltoppers win the puck back. Cross ice again. Como again. That was blocked. Didn't get through. Grant Ortell comes up, and Hackbarth takes the puck away. Cross ice. Here's Jaglinski. One of the Onalaska players off his skates. Jaglinski skates it, and the Evergreens are offside. Oh, Evergreens let an opportunity slip away there. The Onalaska defender slipped, lost his balance, and was off his skates. Jaglinski came in, and in the center of the sheet, one of his teammates was just offside. Evergreens are going to have a three-on-one look at the net there, and instead will settle for a face-off outside the blue line near dot. The Evergreens win it here. Ortell goes cross-ice. Yakuz is onside. Shot on goal just over the crossbar. Evergreens bid for the equalizer. Bounces off the boards, comes all the way down the ice. Ortell is closest to it. Got a chaser coming from the Hilltoppers. Ortell stick-handling far-side boards. Ortell's engaged there by Kumo, and he lost the puck. Comes out in front. Evergreen's got a couple of defenders there. Goalie was screened. Shot goes wide of the near side post. Evergreen's Yakuz from behind the net carries it out. Yakuz again a little bit too far out in front of that puck and turned over at the blue line. Evergreen's win to get it back. Here's Ortell. Evergreen's are onside. Ortell with Zinda. Ortell near side tries to center that. Went into the skates of one of the Onalaska players, Max Pop. So the Evergreen's get nothing out of that rush down the ice. on Alaska. Coming back the other end, carried short range, flicked on to goal, blocker saved by the Evergreen's Ethan Hurt, denying Max Pop. Comes out of the zone, too. Boards are lively here at the Omni Center. Shots that go behind the net, anything with velocity bounces off that boards, come right out to the blue line. Evergreen's in their defensive end, cross ice, Colby Schmidt. Schmidt is onside. Evergreen's trail 3-2, lost the puck there. Comes out of the zone. Evergreen's win it back, though. Here's Brady Bunnell, and Everest is offside again. Either Alex Kisley or Quentin Shiro, one or the other, into the zone soon. 15:01 to play, second period. Evergreen's trail 3-2. Good competitive hockey game, and again, the Evergreens are going up against an 18-2-1 team today. And the Evergreens are right there, down just one goal. So this game continues the really good play that the Evergreens have enjoyed in the second half of the season. Evergreens win this draw, but going back defensively. Puck goes cross ice. Here's Owen Bunnell. Beg your pardon, that's Parker Hurt. Moves it ahead to Brady Bunnell. Big hit, sent one of the Everest players into the bench. Everest player upended there. Brady Bunnell, no penalty. We're playing through this. We've done nothing but five-on-five hockey. That hit came just where the plexiglass ended. And the Evergreens, one of their players, right into his own bench. Shot on goal. Stick save by Ethan Hurt. Pops into the corner. Carter Staub there. Got a whistle. That puck go out of play? Nope, got a penalty coming up here. Everyone's looking around like, who's this on? It's on the Hilltoppers. Evergreens trailing by one. Go on the power play here. Brennan Mason is coming off. Maybe a makeup call here. Yeah, if you let the elbow that sent Brady Bunnell flying into the bench go, that was a touchy foul along the far side boards. In fact, the Onalaska bench is getting a very detailed and what looks a little bit heated explanation for the penalty that's coming up here on Brennan Mason. The first penalty of the game. Comes at 2:37 of the second period. It's a two-minute minor. It hasn't been announced to the crowd yet. I think it's an elbow along the far side boards there. And this explanation is going on for a long, long time. Now one of our officials comes back to the scorer's table to clarify that. I mean, it was called. But what's this? This is an unsportsmanlike or something. It was posted as a two-minute minor, and now it's taken off the boards. 10-minute misconduct, and will skate still 5-on-5. So Brennan Mason is going to sit for the next 10 minutes, but no power play here for the Evergreens, still 5-on-5. I think the Evergreens, trailing by a goal, would have preferred the man advantage. Onalaska back behind the net, sets that in front, just through the crease. CJ Lass was on the backhand side and slid it right through. It's loose in front of, for the minute, the Evergreens keeper was down, back up on his skates, and bounced out here. I mean, that penalty, which again looked to me to be a little touchy, is maybe saying something or jawing or who knows. Evergreens, here's a shot from the Evergreens. Davis Hackbarth from close range bangs off the goalie Sawyer Netty. Another is Hackbarth again that popped out in front. Loose in front of the Evergreens. Zinda, his stick was tangled up with one of the Onalaska players. Evergreens have the momentum here. Davis Hackbarth back out to the blue line. Jaglinski holds in. Jaglinski plays it behind the net. Ortell. To the corner now. Ortell is closest to it. Now taken away. Held in here by Hackbarth. Trying to stick handle. Came loose. Onalaska's having trouble clearing the puck. Hackbarth along the near side boards. Evergreen send it down to the corner. Zinda. Can Zinda get this centered? Evergreen's Ortell held in. Goes over the blue line and out. The Evergreens will have to touch up. Unable to hold it in was Brady Bunnell. Evergreens fight this back in, goes all the way back. Evergreens at the red line, blue line. This is Parker Hurt, sends it around the boards. Evergreens are on a change. Brady Bunnell's not giving up on this puck in the corner. And the Evergreens win it right back. Bunnell and Colby Schmidt, great work in the corner. The Evergreens win it back behind the net from close range. Kisley jabbing at it, and puck still came free. It's in front, and Onalaska sweeps it out of danger. Sawyer Netty was not clean on that. coming back the other way, and Onalaska scores a counter-attacking goal. Boy, did momentum shift in about 30 seconds there. Sawyer Nettie had that puck bouncing around in his crease. The Evergreens were jabbing at it. Kisley couldn't clear it. And coming back the other way, Onalaska scores a counter-attacking goal to take a 4-2 lead. Ouch! Goals at 4:44 of the second period. The Evergreens now trail 4-2. We'll wait for the announcement. I believe that is Maglitz's goal. They're calling a penalty, too, on Onalaska. Someone is coming off the ice, I believe, either for taunting. Who's taking off here? Carter Staub has gone over to the penalty box, too. And we're getting an explanation here. In fact, this is offsetting penalties. They're taking one of the Evergreens off, too. So something happened after that goal. Offsetting unsportsmanlike is coming up here. Bottom line is it's 4-2, and the Evergreens suddenly have their work cut out for them here at the middle stages of the second period. Trying to look across the ice to see who's off for the Evergreens. We're still going to skate 5-on-5. But that's for extracurriculars after the goal was scored. Evergreens win this draw. Davis Hackbarth goes back for the Evergreens. Waiting for the goal scoring information here. I think that's Mason Maglitz's goal, but we'll wait till they tell the crowd here. And then offsetting penalties.
Scoring for the Hilltoppers! The second goal of the game, number 20, Mason Maglitz.
It is indeed Mason Maglitz.
With assist, better call, Carter Staub. That's Maglitz from Staub. At 4:44.
And it is Carter Staub who's over in the penalty box.
We have a question on all the Miners. For the Hilltoppers, number 12, Carter Staub. And number 15 for the Evergreens, Quentin Shiro.
And it is Quentin Shiro. Offsetting penalties. For 2 minutes. Hilltoppers control this. Again, the Evergreens were down 2-0, battle back for a 2-2 tie, and now they trail by two goals again with 11.5 to play in the second period. Hilltoppers along the far side boards. Here's Jaglinski taking it away for the Evergreens. Sends it off to the near side. Hilltoppers take the puck away. Here's Jakus for the Evergreens onside with Hackbarth. Jakus just took a huge hit, and Jakus is hurt. He's slow to get up off the ice. Jakus was hit there along the near side boards by Jordan DiGentano, and Jakus is still down at his knees, not yet back on his skates. Jakus now is back up, and Jacob Jakus is skating under his own power very slowly towards the Everest bench. No penalty there. And Jakus can barely get over the boards back into his bench. Offensive zone faceoff, and just outside the blue line, beg your pardon, for Onalaska, their offensive blue line. Evergreens control here. So, I mean, Evergreens' Brady Bunnell went flying into the bench area before, and now Jakus looks like he's going to be out for, I'm not sure if we see Jacob Jakus again. I mean, when you're asked how many fingers, it's always two, right? Now, looking at Jakus over there now, he's up. Sitting on the side of the boards there. 11:03 to play in the second period, and the Evergreens are trailing 4-2. Offensive zone faceoff after icing. Coming back for the Hilltoppers. Shot on goal. The Hilltoppers have scored again. That's Mason Maglitz, who now has a hat trick. Off the faceoff, puck came towards the near side post. Maglitz now has a hat trick for the Hilltoppers, who now lead 5-2. Goal comes at 6:59 of the second period. In fact, Maglitz has now scored the last three goals in this game. Scored the goal that broke our 2-2 tie at the end of the first period. Now he's added two more here in the second period. 5-2, Evergreens are now trailing big on Alaska's biggest lead of the match. Evergreens win this draw, cross ice. Going to be an assist awarded to unassisted off the faceoff. Evergreens Eddie Zinda chases. Hackbarth holds in at the Everest blue lines. Can the Evergreens get one back here and make this manageable for the third period? Again, Hilltoppers have won the battle for shots on goal. Yakuz is back on the ice. Nice to see that. He's holding back at the blue line, far side boards. Onalaska comes back. Onalaska's got a two-on-one. Boy, they're a fast skating team. The one back there is the Evergreens' Jack Linsky. Shot is up high. Would have gone over the crossbar. Instead, Ethan Hurt gloves it. And Onalaska's been prone to giving up goals, so the Evergreens aren't out of this. Just they trail 5-2 and really can't fall further behind. 10:17 to play in the second period. Chris Conley here. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Off the faceoff, 2-on-2, and Zinda slides it behind the net. Eddie probably should have carried that further in, try and work a combination with Ortel. Instead, Onalaska gets the puck here, near sideboards. Jaglinski engages, put on goal. Now it's behind the net. Onalaska still holds, back out far sideboards. Flicked, deflected in front, went right through the crease. And now Jaglinski taken down into the boards. Penalty coming up. The Evergreens will go on the power play. Onalaska touches up. Jaglinski was hit from behind. Let's double check that this is going to be a two-minute minor. Jaglinski for sure was taken down from behind. I'm not sure if he was hit in the back or not. Let's see. For sure, the Evergreens are going on the power play. Tommy Durin goes off. It is posted as a two-minute minor. That's a break for Onalaska. No, it's just been changed. Five-minute major. Yeah, that's the way I saw it. Five-minute major, you bet. Jaglinski was hit in the back in the boards there. So the Evergreens, trailing 5-2, now go 5-on-4 for the next 5 minutes. Yeah, that's a hit from behind. I saw that. Penalty at 7:17 of the second period. Evergreens on the power play. Comes out of the zone. And wow, almost a shorthanded chance here. Yakuz swept around. And the puck goes wide of the net. And Yakuz, who is off his skates. Yakuz is having an adventurous day here. Yakuz slid across the ice and slid right into his own net on his belly. So skating shorthanded, Onalaska is going to get an offensive zone faceoff. Evergreens almost turned that puck over. Jordan DiGentano is going to get a look at the net. The one line of defense left there was Yakuz. Yakuz, who's a fast skater too, did a good job getting even. Then lunged forward and again belly flopped into the Everest net. 5-on-4, Everest power play, but shorthanded a faceoff for Onalaska to the left of the Everest cage. It's behind the net. Evergreens take it back. Near side boards. Evergreens move forward. Davis Hackbarth. Wow, they're chasing Hackbarth, and he almost turned the puck over. Gets it ahead to Yakuz. It's in his skates. Short-handed shot on goal and off the glove of Ethan Hurt. And into the corner. Now come the Evergreens. One-on-one back the other way. Hackbarth got a trailer. Bunnell. Hackbarth will circle back and let his teammates fill in. Plays it down to the corner. Here's Brady Bunnell back to Hackbarth. Stick handling near sideboards. Yakuz, little separation, plays that short. Ortel, far sideboards. Ortel skates into the far circle. Down near the goal line, now moves behind the net. Evergreens have two players there. Zinda and Ortel battle for the puck. It's on Zinda's stick. Can the Evergreens get this centered? Now, that's good defense there by Onalaska. Looking to kill off this five-minute major, and they send it all the way down the ice. Evergreens will have to chase. Evergreens possessed, got into the zone 5-on-4, and did not get a look at the net. Yakuz behind his own net will have to rush the length of the ice. 90 seconds down, killing off the five-minute major. Long pass ahead, too long for Colby Schmidt. Going to come back for an offensive zone faceoff. It's icing. Hockey Today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Proud to welcome Dr. Adam Halverson, the area's only orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. 50 years of keeping lives in motion by providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, and podiatry services to the community. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Another offensive zone face-off for the short-handed Hilltoppers, who already enjoy a 5-2 lead. And that off the faceoff went on goal. Blocker saved by Ethan Hurt comes off to the side. Evergreens possessed. Back in their own defensive end, Quinton Shiro. going to carry it up himself. Long pass ahead. So off Parker hurt, Evergreens hold it in along the far side board. Shiro, Evergreens try and get it centered. Evergreens still have it. That was off the blocker of Sawyer. Nettie goes to the corner. Colby Schmidt for the Evergreens from behind the net. Can the Evergreens get one or two back while they're skating with this five-minute major? Evergreens possess at the blue line. Ortell, far side boards. Down low to Ortell. Far side boards again. Five on four, Evergreens. And we're halfway through this five-minute major, skating on goal. Got a whistle, got a penalty coming up here. That's on the Evergreens. That's not good. Parker Netsky will come off for DC Evers. We're going to skate four on four. Bad time for the Evergreens' first penalty. At 9:37 of the second period, Parker Netsky is off. Evergreens really needed to get a goal or two back while skating five on four during the five-minute major. So we'll skate four on four, and then the Evergreens will be back on the power play for just 41 seconds off the faceoff on Alaska shot high.
Penalty to the Evergreens, number 13, Parker Knightsky.
Going to tell us what this penalty is in just a moment.
Cross-check.
Tough break for the Evergreens. Evergreens at four on four. Play this to the near side boards. They're back in the offensive zone. Here's Grant Ortell. Hackbarth joins. Hackbarth wins the puck in the corner. It's behind the net. Ortell to the far side. Ortell and Hackbarth are both there battling for this. Two others on the ice for the Evergreens are Yakus and Brady Bunnell. Puck comes free. Two on two for Onalaska the other way. Red line, blue line, they're onside. Shot on goal. Save from Ethan Hurt. Now that Onalaska player on the far side carried it in himself, and he had his leading scorer, TJ Lass, closing on there. Peyton Jones instead did it himself. The Evergreens save. 6:37 left in the second period, which has been a tough one for the Evergreens. We started the period, Evers trailing 3-2, and they've allowed two goals since then. Evergreens have only five shots on goal in the period and have not scored. Evergreens win this faceoff in their defensive zone. Again, we're still 4-on-4 for another 1:45. Pass goes cross ice. Here's Jaglinski. Ortell trails him, and Jaglinski lost the puck for a moment. Bunnell is back defensively for the Evergreens. Bunnell lost the battle of that puck, coming in and circling back from close range. Shot deflected. Mason Maglitz, who already has a hat trick, got that on goal, too. Didn't quite get through. Bunnell deflected it into the corner. Now 6 minutes to play in the period. Still 4-on-4 for another 80 seconds. Puck bounces out of the zone. Picked up here by the Hilltoppers. Right at the blue line, Maglitz leaves it behind him. It's Max Pop. And Pop just skated past Hackbarth. Got a shot on goal. It's off the nub of the stick and goes wide. Deflects all the way out of the zone. Again, at 4-on-4, Hilltoppers possess the puck more than the Evergreens. Here's Jaglinski, lost it along the far side boards. Hilltoppers 1-on-1 the other way. Here comes Maglitz. Maglitz gets this on goal, and he scores. He's got four goals. Maglitz, 1-on-1. The one back was the Evergreens' Eddie Zinda. And another goal. Things go a little bit deeper for the Evergreens. The one back was Jaglinski. Beg your pardon. 6-2 now. Goal comes at 11:37 of the period. Maglitz has scored four goals tonight. Mason Maglitz. One-man wrecking crew against the Evergreens here. 6-2. A 4-on-4 goal. And, you know, in four-on-four situations, boy, the good skaters get a chance to shine in the 4-on-4 spots. Maglitz unassisted. Now 5 minutes left in the period. Evergreens are back on the power play now with another 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Again, still got a five-minute major that's being served out here by Tommy Duren. Evergreens send this to the near side boards, but again, Maglitz, who's just come alive in the second period, may give the Hilltoppers all they need here. Again, the Evergreens are trailing 6-2. Now the Hilltoppers are back at full strength, 5-on-5. 4:40 left in the second period, a period that's seen the Evergreens outscored 3-0. Puck goes down the far side. Eddie Zinda engages there. Evergreens have no one back to hold the zone. Evergreens are on a change. Hilltoppers bounce this off the boards. Grant Ortell tries to save it there for the Evergreens. Comes out of the zone. Cross ice. Evergreens on a change. Colby Schmidt came right off the bench, went right to the puck. Evergreens hold it in. Bunnell tried to flick that forward. Hilltoppers take it away. Puck was a little bit too long for Tommy Duren, who's out of the sin bin after the hit from behind on Jaglinski. And here's Pop carrying in. He's engaged there with Ortell. Ortell, good defense to deny that chance. Now under 4 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens are back in their own defensive end. Bouncing puck ahead to Colby Schmidt. Was going to be a 3-on-2, a little bit too far out. Bouncing puck was hard for Schmidt to corral. Hilltoppers coming back the other way. Shot there by Tommy Duren. Far side boards wide of the near side post. Bounces off those boards, comes back. Hilltoppers, penalty, a trip coming up against the Evergreens. And the Evergreens touch up. Hilltoppers are going to go on the power play. Along the near side boards, Tommy Duren had a little room to operate until the Evergreens tripped him. Parker Hurt comes off for the Evergreens.
Parker Hurt
to the box at 13:27 of the period. It's tripping. Hilltoppers will skate 5-on-4. Again, they probably already have what they need tonight, leading 6-2. Evergreens win this draw, send it all the way down. I mean, the Evergreens need something positive to happen here. Being able to kill off the 2-minute minor here, Evergreens could feel good about that. And maybe look to play some better hockey in the third period. Hilltoppers, I thought the player there was offside on the near side boards. No penalty, and no whistle rather, and the Hilltoppers hold. Far side. That player along the near side was a stride over the blue line. Hilltoppers on the power play, down low, goes back out to the blue line, in between the two Hilltoppers players and down the ice. Evergreen's Ortell is going to chase this, and Hilltoppers player just won the race to the puck. Evergreen's retreat back. 1:20 left in the Onalaska power play. Onalaska's offside, nope, icing, sent that all the way down the ice. Hockey tonight brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know what Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment, techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Walsall's north side. Chris Conley and Abaya the puck-fetching dog here in Onalaska. Cross-state trip. Nice drive over. Looks like it's going to be a quiet bus ride home, though. We are late in the second period, and Onalaska leads the Evergreens 6-2. Evergreens still looking to kill off this penalty. There's a minute left. Evergreens short-handed, letting that puck fly, and just over the crossbar, Brady Bunnell put that on. Onalaska's behind their own net. They'll start their rush. That pass is too long, comes out to the blue line. Onalaska still onside, right onto the stick of Tommy Duren. Duren lost control in the corner, and Onalaska out in front. I think they've scored again in traffic. Yep, Onalaska scored another goal. On the near side post, it came out from behind the net, came out in front, and Onalaska gets another goal. Carter Staub scores for Onalaska. 7-2. Goal comes at 14:44, so late in the second period. So the wheels have come off for the Evergreens here. Wait for the assist in just a moment. Back to 5-on-5 hockey here. That is the birthday boy, C.J. Lass, who gets credit for the goal. C.J. Lass. No assist awarded there. Now under 2 minutes to play in the period. The Evergreens just need to get to the locker room and regroup. Lass again carries to the far side board. Lass is a good stick handler. That was wide of the near side post. Onalaska still holds the zone here. That's wide, too, put on from outside the blue line by Mark Richter. I think Onalaska is going to be using a deeper bench as we get to the second or the later stages of this game. Onalaska goes back to their own blue line as the puck was knocked outside of the zone. Yeah, this is a second period. The Evergreens have been outscored 4-0. This period needs to come to an end. And Onalaska right back to the zone here on the near side. Shot on goal from the blue line. Went through a lot of traffic and goes wide. Max Pop. Yeah, the Evergreens haven't gotten a good look at the other end. You know, the Evergreens were going to be on the power play for 5 minutes with a major. They were trailing 4-2 at the time. Big part, they were trailing 5-2. And then the Evergreens committed the penalty, which made it 4-on-4. And the Evergreens have fallen further behind since then. Now under a minute to play in the period. Evergreens in their defensive zone. Big hit against Eddie Zinda. And Onalaska wins the puck back. That's wide of the near side post. And puck deflected out of play. 40 seconds left in what feels like a decisive second period for the Hilltoppers. Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. This is an offensive zone face-off for the Hilltoppers. Back out to the blue line. Shot on goal. Pad save, denying Max Pop. Ethan Hurt. Another one on goal. Shots on goal have been lopsided in the extreme here. 35 seconds left, and here comes another offensive zone faceoff. Hilltoppers win this again. That's deflected. Evergreens 2-on-1 coming back the other way if they hurry. Zinda knocked it free. Zinda's shot on goal. Good defense by the Hilltoppers. Quinn Anderson was behind Zinda and was able to catch up with them. Yeah, Onalaska's a great skating team. 15 seconds left in the period. Evergreens are in the offensive zone. Hackbarth from behind the net. To the corner, goes back to the blue line. Bunnell back to Hackbarth. He's in traffic, loses it with 5 seconds left, and that's where the period will end. It was 3-2 when this period began. The Hilltoppers tack on 4 goals, and at our second intermission, suddenly the Evergreens are getting blown out. They're trailing 7-2. They'll be back after this 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.